T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Off and running, hour two of Sports Talk here on this Thursday afternoon, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control, taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines at 504-260-1870. Right to those Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines, a carryover from last hour. Longshoreman, go ahead, Longshoreman. You're back on WWL. We didn't want to cut you off.
Oh, thank you, Christian. I appreciate that, and I apologize for that little mishap. Brother, I felt like a greenhorn, man. I don't know what happened. Usually, it syncs up to my truck, and I don't have any problems with all that feedback stuff and getting the being live instead of that delay.
I just blame it on the government.
It's the government. They probably tapped in on me, Bob, but they're watching us longshoremen. Right. We might be doing something illegal. You know?
Be careful. It might show up at your house.
Especially when I'm inching every day closer to retirement, you know what I mean?
Yeah, one thing, Longshoreman, if they break into your safe, you ain't got a lot to pull out of there, right?
Man, they ain't going to find much, buddy. Mike, one of my questions about Paulson Adebo, man, I keep thinking about that highlight last year, and he was definitely an impact on that defense, that one-handed grab from Matt Ryan about 40-something yards downfield. But my question on him is, how's he looking?
Oh, he looks
great.
Him,
getting better? No worry about having that.
Man, no
way. He doesn't
way.
Look like a third-round draft pick.
He is such a physical player, and he's long and lean. The one area that we'd like to see him improve is catch the interception. Don't knock it down. Catch it. Get the turnover. But I'm telling you, he's been one of the stars. If you picked kind of a Mount Rushmore of training camp so far, he's on it.
Well, he might end up passing up Lattimore. As Holly thought of it as Lattimore, he might. You know, when you look at how the trajectory and where they're going to end up, and that's a good problem for the Saints to have.
Yeah, he's really looked good this training camp, really has.
What you got? What you got, Longshore?
I got a big question for Hebert. All right, Cajun Cannon. So, look, I started thinking about this with that nickname, the Cajun Cannon, and I don't know it. I'm sure I could look it up. Well, what was your longest touchdown pass with the Saints in particular? And then what was your longest – when you uncorked one, what was your long-range ball? How far could you hum it?
Okay, I have – playing with the Michigan Panthers, I threw a ball 78 yards in the air to Anthony Carter, and it wasn't even a touchdown. I remember we were playing the Oakland Invaders. We were losing by 10 points, and I told Anthony Carter, I said – and I knew he was on a post route. I said, I'm not even reading the coverage. I'm just throwing the post. I'm going to throw it over the free safety's head. Just go run and get it. And the safety thought he was in great position. And Anthony Carter dove, and he caught it, and he rolled up, and they touched him before he got in the end zone. But the very first game, I don't know, was the longest, but against the Packers in Milwaukee County Stadium, I was just telling him, I threw Eugene Goodlow from Kansas State. I threw him a 76-yard touchdown. I mean, I don't know. He might have gone like 60 yards in the air or whatever. I had the longshoreman. I have the longest touchdown pass in Falcons history. And against the Saints.
Against the Saints.
But it wasn't 75-yard throw.
No, it was probably that through to Michael Haynes. That was probably like 55 yards. Because I knew Mean Gene Atkins was cheating. And I just stared at the end cut, and I knew he was going to squat. So I just threw it right in front of Coach Moore in the Saints bench. I dropped it in there. And no, it was in the Georgia Dome.
Okay.
It was in the Georgia Dome. That was like 98 yards. And so that basically, you know, you never want to get sacked then, but you know what, you think you're going to try and move the chains and just went for the gutso. But that same game I threw that 76-yard pass, touchdown pass to Eugene Goodloe, a longshoreman, I don't know if you knew this, the first touchdown that I was a part of in the National Football League in that same game against Green Bay, I caught a touchdown pass in the NFL before I ever threw one. You know, you got to be in the shotgun to throw back to the quarterback. And I was thinking, King Hill was the offensive coordinator with Bum. I said, this play ain't going to work. We had Guido Merkins in the backfield. And I don't know why. They honored Guido like on a sweep, and I sneaked out the backfield. And then Guido threw me a touchdown pass. What a great name, Guido Merkins.
Baseball player.
He was the original jack of all trades.
Swiss Army knife. Yeah.
Bum Phillips found him. He went to Sam Houston. Found him on a softball field. He was so outstanding. You know, you see these like pro softball games that Bum was like, who's this guy, you know? And then Guido Merkins, he went to Sam Houston, could play quarterback. And his claim to fame in the L.A. Coliseum, Dave Wilson threw him a touchdown pass and he beat a Pro Football Hall of Famer on a fade. And Guido caught it as a wide receiver. Michael Haynes, you know, the all-pro cornerback. There's more than one Michael Haynes. A receiver, a cornerback. But Guido Merkins, that's something he could tell his grandkids.
Glenn West, senior writer, go247.com is next. Thanks for the phone call, Longshoreman. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mike, Bobby's not doing so well over there. He's struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
With his readers.
Yeah.
He broke one of the arms.
Yeah, them peepers ain't working too good anymore.
Yeah, my favorite glasses.
He's trying to rig up some scotch tape to fix it. Bobby thinks scotch tape is the answer to everything.
No, the greatest invention ever. Whoever invented scotch tape.
I'm going to bring him
was
some.
Was it somebody from Scotland?
Yeah, bring him some.
Probably
super
Scottish. Or why is it called scotch tape?
I used to know this.
But whoever invented this, they probably had the patent. They're probably a multimillionaire because they invented scotch tape.
You got a lot of money invested in it.
Well, 3M, I think. 3M.
3M.
Yeah, that's the company. The stock was really doing good until as of
kaboom.
Glenn West joining us now, senior writer at go247.com. Glenn, any update on Nussmeier's injury, Garrett Nussmeier's injury?
Yeah, so Coach Brian Kelly kind of came out today and said it's a grade one ankle sprain, and so they think he's going to be out maybe another day or two. He was out there today dressed out and did a couple individual drills, but they expect him to be back fully in team drills probably by the end of the week. So really nothing serious with Nussmeier.
Yeah, you better get a big shotgun to knock him out. Because, man, one thing with Garrett, he is one tough dude out on the field. Glenn, one of the things today is Jaden Daniels took most of the snaps with the first team, correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct.
One of the things that surprised me a little bit was him coming out and really praising the freshman Mason Taylor at tight end. Now, we all know his dad, Jason, and we watch his aunt, Joy. You know, she's on with Colin. But Mason has come in, and I heard Coach Kelly really kind of spoke very highly of him, put it to you that way.
Yeah, absolutely. There were probably three players that Coach Kelly went out of his way to call surprise players, and two of them were defensive backs, which is obviously a really good sign for the cornerback room. But the third one was Mason Taylor, the tight end. And, you know, just kind of watching him today, you absolutely see kind of why the coaching staff is starting to really like him. I mean, he got open a number of times. He had about three or four catches, you know, between the various, you know, team drills they had. I mean, he was really highly targeted on short and intermediate throws today. And he's somebody that Brian Kelly and this staff feel like they can be able to put out, and he can have an impact as a true freshman. So he's absolutely a player to watch, I guess, moving forward here.
Clint, one of the things it kind of brings me back. I actually got called to do a track meet. I don't know why. And because I'd never done it before, but one of the guys in that track meet was Kobe Richardson. He was at McMaine back then. I remember he played quarterback, wide receiver, cornerback. He goes to McNeese and he transfers to LSU. And I think he's another guy Coach Kelly has spoke very, very highly of.
Yeah, so the two defensive backs he mentioned today were Richardson and the true freshman Jalen Davis Robinson. But, yeah, I mean, Richardson was taking first-team reps on the outside. I mean, he was going head-to-head with Kayshawn Boutte, with Brian Thomas, and at that boundary corner position, and was holding his own. I mean, the one thing about this cornerback room right now is that there's really not been much continuity built. You know, this is a brand new room. They got a bunch of transfers in here, a bunch of freshmen, and I think they're just trying to see what sticks at this point in fall camp. And they feel good about guys like Jarek Bernard Converse and Makai Gardner and Seven Banks, if he can get healthy, the Ohio State transfer. So, but having some surprise players that have really kind of jumped out during this fall camp period, like Richardson, like a Davis Robinson, I think just helps the staff feel very comfortable about the secondary and the depth they have kind of entering the season.
Now, Glenn, who's the quarterback of the defense? You know how you look at the Saints, like DeMario Davis, you can see he's running things. And, you know, not a lot of times you don't have time to get in the huddle, so you have to adjust on the run. But when they're within the huddle and barking out the calls or the coverage or what they're trying to do, is that Mike Jones Jr. right now, or who is it?
Yeah, so there are a couple players that I could probably point to, Mike Jones being one of them. I would say probably the other one is B.J. Ojulari, the edge rusher, the Jack linebacker for him. You know, B.J. was just awarded number 18, obviously a really prestigious honor for you know, leaders of the team year in and year out up here. So I would point to probably those two players. Mike Jones is an excellent communicator. You know, even just talking with the media, you can tell how knowledgeable he is about the game and how much he is respected in that locker room. And so I would say probably Mike Jones is one of those guys that's leading those efforts. And Ojulari is probably another name that you probably should get to know a little bit better about the, you know, in terms of just being a really good leader.
Glenn, we got to see in the spring Will Campbell take over that left tackle position. And it's rare that a guy comes in as a true freshman, and he's a starting left tackle for you. One of the guys I'm interested in watching, and he, I don't think he can break into the starting lineup, but, boy, I think he'll be a strong number two guy, and that's Emory Jones. Man, I watched that cat play. He is a really good physical big man up front. Now, again, there is an adjustment period for him, but I think Emory Jones, had he come in the spring, been a midterm guy, he might have been battling here.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. And it's funny that you mentioned those two names. I mean, some of the highlights we've been really seeing a lot on social media today. One of them is Will Campbell kind of pancaking Ali Gay, you know, the edge rusher. And the other one is Emory Jones on the interior side, pretty much just knocking Jacobian Guillory to the ground. And Jacobian Guillory is a guy who's been around now for about 3 years. And so, I mean, yeah, the true freshmen, I think, are going to play a huge role in this offensive line's success. Obviously, you know, Campbell has been a really highly regarded guy since the spring. And, you know, when you're a true freshman and really after week one in the spring, and, you know, in the spring session, you're pretty much billed as a left tackle. I mean, I think that probably points to you being pretty good. So I think LSU, you know, certainly has something with him. And they really like Emory Jones. You know, Coach Kelly called out Bo Bordelon by name as well, the Newman guy, the true freshman up here as well. So there's going to be a number of freshmen I think LSU really relies on this year for rotation snaps, because the one thing about this O-line, I think there's going to be heavy rotations this year. There's not going to be a, you know, a five-set man starting group that you can really feel comfortable with. I think you're going to have a lot of rotational guys in there, some depth. And I think those freshmen are going to be really counted on to be a big part of it.
Now, Glenn, is that the same case? You know, you talk about rotation, that running back by committee, that you almost have to pay attention because there might be one series Noah Cain's in there, then John Emory Jr., or it just seems like they're all going to get a shot.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing kind of when you lose some depth in that running back room. I mean, they've lost a couple guys throughout this off season, and so you know, really they have four scholarship guys that are left in that room: Noah Cain, John Emory, Armani Goodwin, and Josh Williams. And you know, really, I mean, outside of Cain, none of those guys has like a full season under his belt of really pure experience in terms of being a starter or handling significant snaps. And so it's going to be very interesting to see how they kind of divvy it up. I mean, today Noah Cain and John Emory were kind of splitting the first team reps. I think you're going to see both of those guys out there in both run and pass catching situations. Yeah, Noah Cain is a really, you know, we had a chance to talk to him a couple days ago. He really considers this a dream opportunity to be able to come back to LSU, you know, a place kind of where he grew up. He spent the first couple of years of his life here and then had to move away for Hurricane Katrina, and he's been kind of bouncing around all over the country since then, and now he's back, you know, to a place he calls home. So he's a guy that I think a lot of LSU fans are really going to like this year. And obviously Emory, everyone's on pins and needles hoping that he can finally fulfill that monster potential he showed in high school.
Glenn, at the wide receiver position, we know Kayshawn's the guy, and if he's healthy, he's one of the elite offensive players in college football. What I'm interested in is we got to see a glimpse of it last year, certainly with Malik Nabers and Jack Besh at the receiver position. But Chris Hilton, Brian Thomas Jr., they came in highly recruited, four- or five-star recruit-type guys, depending on what service you're looking at. The progression of Hilton and Thomas – from what you've been able to gather, because I think we knew enough about Malik. He's going to be the number two guy receiver-wise on this team, and I think Besh is most likely going to be the third guy. But Hilton and Thomas, because those guys, basically, they were more highly rated coming out of high school.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that you bring up those guys' names, because those are absolutely going to be kind of integral parts of this offense this season. I mean, Besh and Hilton right now are both dealing with some injuries, so they haven't been out there as much, particularly in recent days. But yeah, Nabers is a guy that they've been moving into the slot a lot. I mean, he just watching his quick twitch and his ability to really get downfield. I mean, he's going to be an exciting player to watch this year. They're moving him really all over the field. And Brian Thomas has been that big 6'4". You know, outside presence that you really need as an outside receiver opposite of Kayshawn. I think he's had some really good flashes, and you know, we really need to see kind of Hilton and Besh, you know, kind of how they fit in this fall, because they've been a little bit banged up to start. You know, they were off to the side today getting in some treatment, and you know, those are two guys that LSU obviously feels really, really good about and hope that they can be rotational pieces this year. But you know, I think they got to get a little bit healthier first.
The other guy, too, is on the defensive side of the football, and I think he may be also involved in a return game, is Sage Ryan. Because I've had a lot of people, man, he came out, man. He was this super highly recruited defensive back. I talked to Coach O last year. He said, Mike, I think he's really good in the nickel. We'll give him a shot there. We know he can play free safety. But your thoughts on Sage Ryan, because I think he's certainly a guy that I think if it's not Neighbors in the return game as a punt returner, Sage may be that guy. But what is his best position out on the field? Is it in the nickel or is it at the free safety position?
Yeah, so he's been getting a lot of the reps really dating back to spring and in the nickel. I think, you know, he's about 5'11", 6 feet. He's not, you know, kind of the tallest safety out there. So putting him against some of those slot quicker receivers, I think, has done well, has boded well for him. Obviously, he's a guy that you're going to have to rely on in the punt return game as well. I think Neighbors is a guy that was taking reps out there with Sage Ryan, with Seven Banks. Those guys were kind of back there in the punt return game during the special teams portion of practice today. But Sage Ryan, I think probably you're looking at is a backup nickel, at least just to start the season. Obviously, he's got potential to really rotate in and be kind of a playmaker for this defense. He's a really explosive athlete, a really quick, twitchy guy, a guy who can make some plays for you. But LSU feels really comfortable, I think, with a lot of the transfers they brought in. Joe Fouché and Greg Brooks, I think those guys certainly have kind of a little bit of an upper hand right now. And Sage was working a lot with the twos today. So, we'll see. I think kind of as the season naturally progresses, a lot of those kind of guys can kind of find marks, throughout the year. And I think Sage is definitely going to be one of those players.
Now, Glenn, I'm going to read a text, and I want your opinion on this. And when you look at a guy like Jack Mashburn, we all know the walk-on, that's always a feel-good story. Worked his way up the roster as a walk-on last year. Really, it seemed like a key blocker that aided, the struggling offense at times. And, if you always could block at tight end, I know Coach Kelly would put emphasis on that. But the question on the text line we have is, this is 0266, and he says, the media really seems to be pulling against Jack Mashburn because he's used and he's a former walk-on, and they have the question why. I mean, do you see that bias or what?
Man, one thing with Brian Kelly, I could tell you, he don't care if you're a walk-on or a scholarship guy. He's going to play the best player.
That I think that's absolutely right. And I think probably one of the biggest points of emphasis we've gotten from Kelly and from Mike Denbrock, who's also the tight ends coach, as well as being the offensive coordinator, is they want to get these tight ends involved. They want to see how these guys, are able to implement themselves in the offense. I think, Mashburn last year really showed the ability to block, like you said, Bobby, and just, that Florida game in particular where Davis Price broke the record. I mean, Mashburn was on that side, that right side blocking for a lot of those big breakaway runs that Ty Davis Price had. And I think probably what you're looking at is him being heavily used in run schemes. He's a guy that I think, will be able to catch a pass, but I don't think he's going to be somebody that's going to be featured in this offense. I mean, they just have so many elite receivers right now that it's going to be, you're going to want to get as many of those receivers the ball in space. But this is an offensive staff that has a history of using the tight end position. And I think Mashburn is certainly going to play a role. I think Mason Taylor is going to play a role. And Cole Taylor is also going to get some snaps as well.
Glenn, if they lined up tomorrow, give us your thoughts, because this has been, the DBU, the cornerback position has been something that they've always featured on this team. And losing Stingley and Flott early to the NFL, and then you had two guys make business decisions. Ricks goes to Alabama, and McLaughlin goes to Arkansas. Who would you say, if they started tomorrow, would be the two starting corners?
If they started tomorrow, I'd probably say it's Jared Bernard Converse and Mekhi Gardner. I'd say probably those two guys have been the most consistent, rotations that we've seen this far. Mekhi Gardner is obviously a big-bodied corner, somebody that I think will be able to play with some of those physical receivers, those taller receivers on the outside, and Obviously, Jerick Bernard-Converse is a four-year starter in the Big 12 and, you know, was an all-Big 12 selection last year. They feel really good about him kind of coming in and being one of the number one corners on this team. So I would say those two guys is probably my pick right now.
Glenn West, senior writer, go247.com. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right, thank you, Glenn.
All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Mike D'Attelier, Christian Garrick, and we just got sent to us a video, 1987. Remember, was it, I think it was CBS, Inside the NFL on CBS, Brent Musburger, Jimmy the Greek. They went down, Jimmy the Greek did, went down to the bayou.
Yeah, they went to Galliano, Chalala's Bar. You know, it's probably, I don't know, I'm thinking Chalala's ain't there
well,
no more.
Well, your accent was thick then.
Oh, yeah, go play. And
your dad was in that video?
Yeah, what was the word, Christian?
Playing for them.
No, for them. Yeah, D-E-M. And not them. Like, yeah, he likes playing for them.
Yeah. That's a good video.
There's no TH. I told you that. There's no.
First time the Saints had made the playoffs. Yep. I remember he made that trip down there. First time
they
were
playing Bure.
Yep.
It was right after the goal line stand in Pittsburgh. That gave you guys the winning season.
Sam Mills. You seen Sam Mills just got inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He was in on that stop.
Big stop. So
him and Vaughn.
Yeah. Jimmy the Greek. That was a guy ahead of his time. We talk about gaming and what's accepted now.
No, you think about what CBS did, because that was a little bit off course to have a guy talk about gambling in 1987.
The point spread.
NFL, that was poo-poo.
Oh, you didn't talk
about that, but Jimmy the Greek did.
Yeah, and
you wonder what he would say today.
And you know, boy, it's crazy that you bring that up, though, Christian. I was thinking my wife pointed out this to me, JoJo. I think she was on CNN, a reporter or something. But one of the groundbreakers, you remember the woman, I think she was Miss Kentucky, Phyllis George. Phyllis George's daughter. It's like Joan says, yeah, that's Phyllis George's daughter you see reporting on CNN. I remember Phyllis George because you didn't have women doing NFL sports. No.
She did.
Yeah, she did.
Wasn't there a rub between her and Jimmy the Greek?
No. The rub was between her and Musburger.
Yeah.
Brent talked about that. There was just friction. There was never really the connection there. But where Phyllis really knew, and now Diliberto would always tell me this, Mike, I think she's sort of limited on football. She knows a little bit, but not a lot. But where she knew it, horse racing. And she would do all these horse racing events. She was phenomenal. And actually, she came in and did a Friday show with Buddy and I on WWL. She was great.
In those days, you know, she got the job. She was talented, but she was a beauty queen.
Yeah.
She was pretty. And so she was good to put on TV. And, you know, you're promoting the NFL, but she was a groundbreaker.
Yes, she was.
Getting that opportunity. Phyllis George.
But, man, later on in life, after, you know, she was replaced, her becoming sort of an analyst for the horse racing world, she was phenomenal. Well, she knew it really, really well.
And you know who also was, like, groundbreaking? First African-American, like Irv Cross.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember Irv Cross?
Mm-hmm.
No, CBS had some, and CBS at that time
was considered conservative, very conservative.
And CBS was more. CBS was AFC, and or was it CBS?
NFL. NFC.
No, CBS was NFC,
and
NBC was the AFC.
And. Yeah. Monday Night Football was ABC, ABC with Cosell and Frank Gifford.
Yeah, because you know,
and Dandy Don for a little while,
because
but
ABC
actor
and ESPN, you know, then they get bought by Disney,
right?
And now that's part of under the Disney umbrella, but
boy, yeah, I can remember Monday Night Football rolling it. Man, that was a huge deal. When Monday Night Football rolled into town, and no matter what you might think of Cosell, he sort of made that must watch.
Oh, yeah. What with Danny, Don, Meredith.
And Gifford. Frank Gifford did it.
Yeah, Frank Gifford.
How word coats sell. Yeah. Really distinct delivery.
Well, Christian, that's pretty good.
Yeah. How word coats sell.
No, that's
but Howard got his mark boxing.
Oh, yeah.
He was the boxing guy.
Yeah, he had a great close relationship with Muhammad Ali.
Yep, sure did.
I like to give him the business and have fun together.
So. Oh, did they?
But you know, you look at, like, to me, and that's why ESPN, they're trying to change things up because they took for granted they were resting too much in their laurels by them being the top dog in prime time. And then NBC and Sunday Night Football passed up Monday Night Football. That's why they went and paid the big bucks to Troy Aikman and Joe Buck. Now watch Monday Night Football. They said enough is enough because when Gruden left.
But Bob, isn't it the games that sort of sucked on Monday Night?
But ESPN's Monday Night crew, they stunk. They were not very good.
They went down since Gruden.
When it was Tirico and Gruden, they were great.
I give Gruden a lot of credit. For a guy who had never done it before, he was pretty damn good.
Look, Tirico is a grade A
Mike is fantastic.
Play-by-play guy.
Outstanding.
He's fantastic.
But, you know, I feel like when I look at ESPN Monday Night, Navy See, I was part of history that I remember because you look Monday Night Football. Well, when ESPN first got started was when the USFL started in the early 80s.
And Keith Jackson was a big part of it. They gave him some of that because he was the voice of college football, but they gave him the USFL.
Yeah, doing the USFL, we have Lynn Swann on
And you
Steelers
know what?
Doing the sideline reporter. He was like Steve Geller. I'm going to tell Steve Geller. You and Lynn Swann, you're all the same.
The other guy from Louisiana, Tim Brando.
Yep.
Timmy did a lot of USFL games. He was fantastic, too.
All right, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick will wrap up Mike's portion of the show next here on WWL. All right, back here on Sports Talk as we wrap up with Mike Dettillier. Mike, preseason game Saturday, Saints and Texans. What are you looking for?
Young players playing. Hey, listen, you don't get a lot of shots. Okay, you're down to 3 preseason games. There is no tomorrow. You got to be able to play, show them you can play in a game. So I want to watch the rookies, first-year guys, guys that coming off, maybe not a lot of playing time a year ago. This is your opportunity. And also, too, I think it's a big game for Ian Book because you got an opportunity here to get some game action. And unless something catastrophic happens, he's not seeing any game action in the NFL games. Now, I did last year because of the COVID situation. But other than that, this is all about young players making plays. And also, it's a huge game for Ian Book.
Yeah, you know, and look at the Texans going against our defense. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't know. I guess since he's the starter, I don't think Davis Mills.
He ain't going
to
play much.
He's probably, going to play. But look, he was a pleasant surprise.
He was to me,
a third round. And then you have to look at what he did. You know, what have you done for me lately? He had 11 starts on an overmatch, you'd say, Texans team, to say the least. But if you look at this, in his final 6 games, you know, how are you ending, finishing strong, he had 11 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions. He other than Mac Jones.
He was the best rookie quarterback a year ago other than Mac.
Including he had back-to-back wins in December against Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars and Justin Herbert and the Chargers. In December,
don't see how the Chargers lost that game.
Yes.
You know, man, you're thinking about it. Again, goes back to coaching, and that's the biggest question mark for me on the Chargers. But Davis Mills, who I thought looked good, threw the ball well in practice, he wasn't a gamer, he well exceeded my expectations as a player.
Mike, we'll talk to you on the countdown to kickoffs.
We'll do it. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, 2 down, 2 to go. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.